cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
Gets a big jump with Joey Logano in tow.
Austin Cedric is turned around and Tyler Reddick got stuck behind him as the caution has come out.
Today on the Performance Racing Network, it's the Bank of America Roval 400 from Charlotte Motor Speedway. Now, here are Brad Gilley and Mark Garrow.
Welcome to one of the most exciting, thrilling, and compelling circuits on all of the NASCAR schedule. It's the Roval here at Charlotte Motor Speedway in the Bank of America Roval 400. Brad Gilley alongside Mark Garrow. Today, it is a cutoff race in the round of 12 of the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. When we leave here this afternoon, 8 drivers will advance. 4 drivers will go home and race the rest of the season for their best spot in the point standings, which will only be 5th, Mark.
When they drop the green flag in February at Daytona, all the teams dream and their goal is to get into the playoff, make it through each round. Today, that dream dies for 4 teams and 4 drivers.
And so far, we've seen only playoffs drivers in victory lane when it comes to the first playoffs races that we've had this season. Most recently, we had a big, big weekend when it comes to this round. We saw Ryan Blaney winning at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Then we saw Chase Elliott picking up his first playoffs win of the season at Kansas Speedway. But today, is it going to be a playoffs driver, or will we only be talking about Shane Van Gisbergen up front? Well, we're not going to engrave anyone's name on this trophy yet because we have an exciting race coming up here. It's the Bank of America Roval 400 from Charlotte Motor Speedway.
The Bank of America Roval 400 from Charlotte Motor Speedway is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Progressive Insurance. Progressive offers 24/7 protection when you bundle home, auto, and motorcycle. Learn more at progressive.com. Brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. By NAPA. Get the brakes and suspension parts you need right now at NAPA. Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. Coca-Cola. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Take a taste. Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. Echo Park Automotive by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. By WeatherGuard Truck and Van Storage, the only brand as driven as the hardworking professionals they serve. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. And by eBay, all the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love.
Hey, here's the hot dogs. What did I miss?
Leader took the inside track on turn 4. Basically, pretty sweet bump and run.
Awesome. Then what?
Someone caught about a foot of air in the hairpin on turn 7. Stayed off the wall, though.
Nice. What else?
Oh, there was a slingshot that led to a lead change. Almost a crash.
That it?
I think so.
Seems about right. It is only lap 3.
Celebrate the race that brings us together. Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Proud sponsor of the Bank of America Roval 400. Copyright 2025 Bank of America Corporation.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
Today's broadcast is sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com. From the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Welcome back to the Bank of America Roval 400 here at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Brad Gilley alongside Mark Garrow. And Mark, we teased one of our storylines for today. That's the cutoff race in the round of 12 of the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. But let's go into some detail and some depth. What are some of these drivers going to have to do to advance? What are some drivers going to have to do if they want to try and hang on to their position above the cut line?
So here's the simple math. Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, David Vance, they've won. Kyle Larson, plus 54, he's in. Basically has to start the race. Denny Hamlin, plus 48. I think he's in. Bell, plus 44. Count him in. Byron, plus 40. Count him in. That's six. We've got two spots left. Six drivers battling for those spots, plus 21, Chase Briscoe, plus 13, Joey Logano, minus 13, Ross Chastain. I think he may be the only guy to be able to point his way in. Bubba Wallace, minus 26, Tyler Reddick, our pole sitter, minus 29, Austin Cindric, minus 48. I think they've got to win it to get in it, and that means, of course, they got to climb over SVG.
And to illustrate what you were saying, there are 61 available points per race, but when we sit there and look at William Byron at plus 40, the highest point getter at the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway over the last three races, all in the next-gen race car, Tyler Reddick. Tyler Reddick has scored more points than anyone, but he's averaged 40.3 points per race. You don't gain a lot of points on a road course because of the way pit strategy dictates itself. Now, that being said, there are some drivers who are a win-in-your-in situation. Going to be tough to do because the guy who's won the last four straight road races sits on the outside pole, and he has been the fastest over a longer run here from practice yesterday. Shane Van Gisbergen's just simply going to be hard to beat. That's a reality.
Absolutely. Coming off his first career top 10 on an oval, so his confidence is kind of soaring there. And Charlotte Motor Speedway, the Roval and Coda, currently the only two road courses on the schedule he hasn't won at. Now, with five wins on the left-right tracks, SVG with a win today would move into a tie already with Richard Petty, Ricky Rudd, Rusty Wallace, Bobby Allison, and Kyle Larson for fourth all-time on the road courses. Of course, Jeff Gordon is in another zip code right now with nine road course wins. He's the top dog when it comes to being king of the road, at least at this point in NASCAR.
Yeah, I was with his teammate Ross Chastain, who is doing a breakfast for a lot of race fans earlier today up in the Speedway Club here at Charlotte Motor Speedway, and he said, look, the one thing about Shane Van Gisbergen is he actually makes it look effortless, and he doesn't have to work the car as hard as we do. But yesterday, Alan Cavana, during our qualifying coverage, talked to Van Gisbergen, and he was baffled Man, our lap times are good, but this car is so hard to drive right now. We're slipping and sliding, spinning tires. These cars are out of control on this circuit, Mark.
Absolutely, and tire wear is going to be a very big issue today, but that, again, might play again into the hands of SVG, because one thing the drivers have said all year, Chase Briscoe was on my Garage Pass show on Friday and said, I'm running 100%. I think I got him. I'm catching him. And then you find out he's only running 85%. Then he says, oh, you're bye. See ya. And a little bit of a cat and mouse game with the competition. So, and they all talk about he's the best at saving tires.
Yeah.
So I think that's a big deal. And I just think today, if SVG doesn't break, he's going to break a lot of hearts, because he is going to be the guy that could deny some folks going to victory lane and on to the next round.
We're watching greatness when it comes to this discipline. Let's enjoy it. Let's enjoy watching the other drivers get up to speed with Shane Van Gisbergen. And again, we're not engraving the trophy. We got a lot of drivers who are hungry here today, as we've already seen this weekend. We have seen late race cautions change the strategy in a big way. It's going to be very exciting. When we come back, you're going to hear from some of the starting lineup of today's Bank of America Roval 400.
At NAPA, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, NAPA has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission: to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know. NAPA know-how!
So you're a Toyota Cup driver and you just made it to the playoffs. Now all you have to do is win. Easy. Just turn left, right? That, and start strong, take off, reach 200 miles per hour, maintain a good position, no big deal, lap again, time your pit stops, steer clear of accidents, talk to your crew chief like your best friend, and most importantly, turn left. Easy, right? You in? Get up to speed at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Welcome back to the Roval here at Charlotte Motor Speedway. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. They paint the wall pink here at Charlotte, but there's another special thing with that. Let's start with one of our three pit reporters that we have here. Wendy Venturini, you have more on this.
Thank you, Brad. Yes, I'm with Eric Jones, who is a big proponent of what we're doing here with the pink window nets here at Charlotte Motor Speedway. It's a tradition that was started years ago. Eric Jones, tell us a little bit more about your involvement with it and how it got started.
Yeah, we took over this program around 3 years ago from Kurt Busch, and just been a great program for the Eric Jones Foundation, but raising money for breast cancer, early detection and prevention is the main thing. Huge part of our foundation and what we do, and this has been one of our, definitely our most visible fundraiser, and also one of the monetary best fundraisers we've done all year. So excited to see the cars out there. Hopefully the auction finishes up strong here this week for us, and we can donate a bunch of money.
All right, that's Eric Jones, who has a great cause behind him today with all the drivers involved with those pink window nets.
Thank you so much, Wendy Venturini, and such a cool look on the race cars, and what an amazing cause that impacts a lot of people. We'll come back and hear from more drivers from the Roval. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Welcome back to our pre-race coverage for the Bank of America Roval 400. As I mentioned, we have three pit reporters. You already heard from Wendy Venturini. We also have Alan Cavana and the man we check in with now, Brett McMillan.
All right, here with Kyle Busch, who is kind of getting a head start on next year maybe with a new crew chief this week. Andy Street taking over. How has it gone so far? Obviously, this is your first race together.
Yeah, I mean, you know, working through sim and working with the racetrack stuff, you know, it all kind of lined up at the beginning of practice, but we got a little lost going into qualifying there, and tires changed, date codes changed, so we had a weird set of tires or something, but didn't qualify as good as we wanted to. I messed up a little bit also, but yeah, we just got to start deep and got to work on it here today. So hopefully the Banco ZK Chevrolet is ready to go, and we can try to drive up through here a little bit. Have us a good race and get us some good communication out of the first one.
All right, good luck today.
Thank you.
That is Kyle Busch. Like you said, qualified effort. Not what he'd hoped for today as Kyle starts back in the 28th spot.
Thank you very much, Brett. You just heard from Kyle Busch, presented by the official sponsor of his number 8 Chevy, Cheddar Scratch Kitchen. Known for their home-style comfort food, from free honey butter croissants to homemade chicken pot pie to country fried chicken, at Cheddar's you always get a lot for not a lot. Alan Cavana.
Bubba Wallace comes into this race 26 points below the cut line. There was a lot of noise after last week in Kansas. How'd you put that behind you to be prepared for today?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a challenging week just to manage all that stuff right and get in the right headspace. But you always seem to find your way when it comes Sunday. So feel good about it. Woke up just trying to focus on all the things that I need to do, control our own destiny, and if it's meant to be, it'll happen. If not, then, you know, we will go down swinging. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the opportunity. Yesterday was interesting with the tires that we had and the fall off. And then so we got a lot of work to do, but all in all, it should be a good day.
Good starting spot for Bubba. 12th place today, and his teammates on the pole, Wendy Venturini.
Chase Briscoe sporting the pink Bass Pro Shops, of course, appropriately for October Breast Cancer Awareness. Chase, first of all, you're a little bit under the weather, and any effect in today's race car, or is that just simply a voice?
I think I'm good. My voice, I can assure you I do not feel as bad as I sound. This is the best my voice has been in like 3 or 4 days. But yeah, we got a pretty good Bass Pro Shop Tracker Toyota. It's hard to say. Just practice. We were like 32nd, then we qualified 8th. So it's going to be tricky. I mean, we were slipping and sliding around like crazy yesterday. So it'll be a test today of just racing the racetrack. And we're kind of really only racing two guys in the big scheme of things, between the 1 and the 22. So try to stay ahead of them all day. And if we do that, it'll be a good day.
All right, that's Chase Briscoe. He starts 8th, and he is 21 points to the good going into today's race. Brett McMillan.
I got a couple of Joe Gibbs Racing drivers here who are coming in pretty good shape as far as the cut line goes. Talk to Christopher Bell first, a former winner here. You got 44 points over the cut line. I know nothing is safe, but do you feel pretty good coming in?
Yeah, I do. You know, I don't know. I'm just excited about the race, honestly. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a different road course race than what we've had certainly all year long. And man, this place is, it's like racing on grease out there. I mean, you're sliding around all over the place, so I think it's going to be a fun day.
All right, then, and Denny Hamlin, you're coming in 48 points to the good. We saw some coring yesterday with the tires. How much does that concern you going in?
Yeah, I mean, the driver definitely plays a role in it. Car plays a role in it. I think the race plays more into like a conventional race. I just don't know that you're going to be able to run, really, honestly, the first stage without pitting for tires. So, you know, I don't know that you'll be able to flip-flop track position that much. And so I think it's an opportunity for somebody to have a big point day. And for my sake, hopefully it's not someone at the bottom four.
I like that Denny's just, you know what? He's honest. Denny starts 14th today. Christopher Bell starts 7th. Alec Cavana.
Well, Shane Van Gisbergen is the driver everyone seems to be chasing, but you're starting 2nd today. What surprised you about the Roval yesterday this time around?
Yeah, probably the tire fall-off was quite bigger than everyone expected. But, yeah, we all adapted and tried to do a longer run and understand what would happen. But, yeah, pretty happy with the WeatherTech Chevy. It's pretty good, and anything can happen today. So hopefully we stay up front.
All
Right, same, trying to stay out front. Nothing to lose. Just going for the win for SVG, Wendy.
If you look at the playoff drivers, eight of them are starting 10th through 17th. The guy starting 17th today, Joey Logano. What are we expecting in today's race with the tires possibly cording and how aggressive you need to be starting 17th?
Yeah, I mean, I see the tires falling off for sure, and a lot of different strategy options are presented because of that. So a bit of an unknown, and obviously a lot on the line. So it'll be an interesting race to see kind of how everyone plays it, how it plays out in general. It's definitely the most tire fall off I think we've seen on a road course ever. So kudos to Goodyear for bringing that out. Caught us all a little bit off guard, but you know, we'll have to fight. It's gonna be a tough fight to the end.
When you talk about strategy, just real quick, what are your thoughts being on that cut line?
Like I said, we're gonna have to fight. It's gonna be tight all the way through. Stage points and getting a good finish is going to be key. So, like I said, there's a lot of ways that can play out because of the tire fall off. The strategy is not as simple as it was when there's only a second and a half of fall off. So, yeah. That's why Paul gets paid the big bucks and me too. So we're going to be all right. There's no one I got more faith in than this team. So we'll fight.
All right. That's Joey Logano. His thoughts going into being on the cut line into today's race. Well, we will go down into the round of eight. We'll have more from Charlotte Motor Speedway for the Bank of America Roval 400 when we return.
The Earnhardt family has always trusted Bass Pro Shops for all their outdoor needs, and I continue to be a proud customer. I grew up shopping here, and now I love bringing my family here to gear up for all our adventures together. And now, Bass Pro Shops club members enjoy special savings and earn points towards free gear, which is rewarding when buying what you need for your next adventure. Spending time outdoors with the ones you love, sharing memories, and making new ones, that's an Earnhardt family tradition that I'm proud to carry on.
State Water Heaters and PRN have had a relationship for a number of years now.
Here's Jeff's story of State Water Heaters.
Our relationship with PRN has allowed us to leverage that investment, hit more ears, and, you know, make sure that people know that we support the sport that they love. And when they need a water heater, we'd like them to consider our brand of water heaters. Or if they're a contractor, we know they listen as well. When they choose a water heating partner, we'd like them to consider us as their partner as well.
NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
For three decades, Racing Electronics has been the number one choice for scanners, headsets, and all race communications needs. Racing Electronics provides the ultimate fan experience for the ultimate NASCAR fan. Stop by and see them in the vendor area to purchase yours today or learn more at racingelectronics.com. And you can catch your friends at track on the Performance Racing Network or the Motor Racing Network on frequency 454.2000 this season. From the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Welcome back to the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Big crowd gathered around the stage as the driver introductions continue for the Bank of America Roval 400. Right now, let's go back down to pit reporter Brett McMillan.
And here with Chase Elliott, already locked into the round of eight thanks to that win at Kansas last week. You're a two-time winner here at the Roval. How has this place changed since you had those wins?
The track really hasn't changed much. It's just the car, you know, and all those scenarios are a little different, you know. We've been fortunate to have some good runs since the last win here, but, you know, it just hasn't worked out for one reason or another. So I thought our
Universe Chevy needed a little work yesterday, so I hope we found some good, some good direction last night. I feel good about the direction, so we'll get going here and see what we got.
All right, he starts in the 15th spot today.
Thank you, Brett McMillan. That time with Chase Elliott brought to you by NAPA. Your business is one stop for stopping power. Get the brakes and suspension parts you need right now at NAPA. Wendy Venturini.
All right, I'm downstairs with Tyler Reddick, our pole sitter for today. But more importantly, I know you're focused on these points and what you have to do to get into that round of eight. What are your thoughts right now?
Yeah, I mean, I do kind of feel like, you can't say points aren't a possibility, but a lot of things really have to go our way for that to happen. So, I think for us, we just get going in this race, see what the tire fall-off's going to kind of look like. That threw everyone for a curveball yesterday. See how much that occurs again today. We'll see what happens. I think for us, we kind of came in this with try to go win the race and lock ourselves in. Maybe we'll score some points along the way.
Any approximate number of laps where we will see the tire fall off?
Sorry?
An approximate number of laps where we started to see tire fall off yesterday?
Lap zero. Yeah. It was funny. I feel like a lot of us were going out there scrubbing our stuff in, and we're like, all right, the tires are going to wake up and have grip here. And they never did. They just started to slip away. So, it's just how it turned out to be yesterday. We'll see, if that repeats again today.
All right, that's some great insight. Thank you to Tyler Reddick, our pole sitter here for today. Alan Cavana.
By the way, Tyler Reddick is our Toyota top performer by virtue of winning that pole position. That interview brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. Now down to Alan Cavana.
Ross Chastain hopes to smash that watermelon today. There's nothing wrong with looking over your buddy's shoulder, checking his notes. Is there anything you can learn from your teammate, SVG, about a track like this, how to attack it? He's so good here.
The only person I've studied more than SVG is the two gentlemen up in the booth on how to speak on the radio. So, yes, it's definitely been a lot of work to learn how Shane does it, how he's brought over his mindset and what he was taught from the other side of the world, growing up in New Zealand, racing across Australia. And, look, he uses different pedals, but still, there's just philosophical things that he does that I've adapted and adapted to in the car. So our cars are really similar. We'll see. It's a continuation. It's going to be a lifetime of work to get there. But today for our Busch Light Chevy, a lot of opportunity in front of us.
Looking forward to it. Expect all that hard work to pay off for Ross Chastain, Brett.
All right, here with Kyle Larson, the defending winner of this race. We're just looking up. There's a cloud cover came from somewhere. We weren't expecting this, but you said you like the idea of a cloud cover here today, don't you?
I mean, it just feels nicer. So, as long as it doesn't rain, I don't really want it to rain. So, yesterday went good and qualified well. So hopefully we can keep it up front, keep ourselves in the hunt, call a good race, and maybe do what we did last year.
All right, he's starting in the fourth spot today, so Kyle Larson in pretty good shape, 54 points above the cut line. Wendy Venturini.
Ryan Blaney has already locked his way in, headed on to that round of eight. Ryan, what are we expecting with what we're hearing a lot of tire fall off and talking to you guys pre-race? What are you expecting as a driver?
Yeah, a lot of tire fall off. we got a big realization of that yesterday, and like 4 seconds in like 10 laps, so it'll be wild today. Strategy is going to come into play a lot. We don't have a ton of extra sets of tires, so if you kind of get a group of cautions together, you don't know really what's going to happen, but it'll be exciting, that's for sure. And honestly, I don't know what the weather is going to do, looking at some dark clouds over, but regardless, it'll be a fun day and nice to have that win a couple weeks ago and not have to stress out about points, just try to go win the race.
All right, that's Ryan Blaney, being a meteorologist here, the cloud cover that's playing in. He starts 11th today, Brett McMillan.
I'm here with William Byron, and we were just talking a little football we were trying to watch before we came out here, but you come in here 40 points to the good, so what is the game plan on a day like this when you know you're in decent shape to move forward but not locked in?
We just have to execute well. I think this race is very long. The tire this weekend is super low on grip, so we just have to do a good job keeping ourselves in the race, in the mix, and execute well. So we'll see what happens here. I'm looking forward to hopefully an exciting race. I think
you know, the fans are going to enjoy it because it's going to be pretty crazy out there, I think.
All right, William Byron starts in the 13th spot today, and we'll be back with more pre-race for the Bank of America Robo 400 right after this.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Make your plans now to stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa when NASCAR returns to Las Vegas. They have great race ticket and room packages for you to choose from. The South Point also features a wide variety of excellent dining options at 11 different restaurants. Or you can enjoy the 16-screen movie complex and visit the 64-lane bowling center. Visit southpointcasino.com and make your reservations today. Stay where the racers stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa.
In fabulous Las Vegas, pedal to the metal is all we know, on or off the racetrack. Whether you're there for NASCAR next weekend, live music, incredible restaurants, or world-class entertainment, Vegas is the town that never slows down. With so many ways to play and so much to explore, Fabulous Las Vegas encourages you to go all out. Head to visitlasvegas.com for more. From the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Tractor Central.
Welcome back to the Roval here at Charlotte Motor Speedway for the Bank of America Roval 400. The last few drivers are being introduced across the pre-race stage. They'll head to their cars. We're getting closer to saying a prayer, singing the national anthem, and firing up 37 Cup car engines here with NASCAR Playoffs Racing. Now it's time to meet the five voices that will help Mark and I call the play-by-play action throughout 400 miles today with our view from the turns brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit State Water Heaters. Heaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Of course, this being the Roval layout at Charlotte Motor Speedway, it uses the bulk of the 1.5-mile oval. But as the field crosses the start-finish line, instead of diving it straight off into the 24 degrees of banking in turn number one on the oval, they're actually going to take a shortcut to the infield, right about the exit of pit road. That is turn number one on the Roval. That's when they come into the view of our favorite Ball State graduate, Nick Yeoman.
Appreciate that, Brad Gilley. Looking forward to this one. Overcast skies have greeted us on this fine Sunday in the Queen City. You mentioned turn number one. Red, white, and blue curbing to the inside. A tire barrier to the outside. That thing's chewed up some race cars over the years here at the Roval, but it is a fantastic passing opportunity if you can outbreak somebody into that hard left-hander of turn number one. You wrap it around the scoring pylon, and as you mentioned, enter the infield. It's a swooping, sweeping left-hand turn that you can carry a lot of speed through this part of the racetrack. There's a concrete wall to the outside. Yesterday, it caught a couple drivers in the NASCAR Xfinity Series race. Short little straightaway when you leave turn number two. You sweep underneath a pedestrian bridge that fans have been crossing all weekend long, getting concession stands, buying merchandise, and, of course, hanging out at their campers. And then right when you sweep underneath that bridge, it's hard on the brakes for a right-hander of turn number three. Once they leave turn three, they'll come into the view of the voice of the IndyCar Radio and the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network, Mark James.
Thank you very much.
very much, Nick Yo, but our view high atop the Charlotte Motor Speedway backstretch gives us a spectacular view of most of the 17 turns of this roval. Our focus will be on three of the six right-handed turns. We'll take them from Nick and, Bank of America. Sponsorship throughout that bender, which sets up turn number four, all kinds of red, white, and blue markings on both sides, and a driver's ride, a infield full of fans that have enjoyed the entire weekend are excited about today. Off of turn number three, the drivers, as we said, bend slightly to their right to turn four. The outside entry, the preferred one, that allows you to maintain the most momentum. Then they'll mash back into the gas along a straightaway, which leads them to turn number five. This is where things start to get tricky. They'll go uphill at the apex of turn number five. It's a right-handed climb across the top of Hillbilly Hill, and that's where they come into the view of Atlanta, Georgia's Doug Turnbull.
Yeah, fittingly, right? Yes. Now, it's a tale of two turns here, Mark, at turns six and seven. Turn six is a blind, almost flat, but slightly sloped to the left, right-hand turn, and drivers are never fully in the brake here or fully in the gas before it at the bottom of this hill. But coming out of turn six, where we've seen some drivers lose it a little bit, then it's onto the throttle fairly hard, and then quickly on the brakes again to turn seven. If finesse is what you need through turn six to carry speed, it's bull in a china shop, and this switchback, practically 180-degree turn seven, where there is a lot of passing and, frankly, a lot of spinning here at the end of the infield course. Now, once drivers get straightened out of there, they'll point their car straight to the banking and then gear up all the way up eventually to fifth gear into turn number eight. They'll pass the appropriately placed choose cone or choose box, if you will. And once they get up onto the big Charlotte banking, they go into the view of another Hoosier by way of Ohio, Michael Young.
Well, good afternoon, Doug Turnbull. Thank you. Good afternoon, race fans. Indeed, I have the most familiar portion of this race course. If you're a fan of the spring race, you'll be very familiar with this portion of the course, the south end of the Charlotte Motor Speedway. This roval, Charlotte turn number eight and turn number nine, using that 24-degree banking as the drivers will put those left sides down to that white and blue line. Use as much of this racetrack as they can. As a matter of fact, as they launch off of turn number seven, they'll go right to the wall and then dive down to the exit of turn number eight. They'll sweep then through turn number nine. It is a very quick then jog down this back straightaway. They're not going to go all the way down that back straightaway because we have a chicane there. A very interesting day today. Wind coming from the east. See a lot of cloud, cover coming from that direction. So expect cloud cover all day today. And a lot of action will happen as they make that their way to that chicane. And that is a very busy portion of the race course. And who better to call that than the racing guy, Pat Patterson.
Thank you, Michael. Happy race day, everybody. When they exit what is turn number nine, they are in the throttle as hard as they can. There are six markers along the wall to give the guys some sort of reference as to where they want to, first of all, get out of the speed that they're carrying off of turn number nine and get that car wowed up to what's essentially going to be a hard left-hand corner. Now, just think about it for a second. If you're trying to turn into your driveway at about, 130 miles an hour, where's your hand going to be? Well, your left hand's going to pull the steering wheel hard to the left, almost down to six, okay? Then you're immediately going to take your right hand, or your left hand rather, and pull it all the way back up to one, and then I'm going to let the steering wheel get totally straight. That's a chicane. I'm going to make one, two, three turns in 4 seconds. You got to have your feet just right. You want to let the car roll through some of that segment. You don't want to spin the tires. There are blue turtles that you don't want to hit because guess what? It's hard to turn the race car if there's a tire up in the air somewhere. So it's really quick. One, two, three. That's 10, 11, 12. Then back in the gas, hard as I can. Throttle down. I'm going to catch two gears. Back up onto the banking. Back up onto the 24 degrees. That's turn 13. And I am hammered down as hard as I can go midway through this banking to what turns into turn 14. And then get ready to do it again because we got another chicane, and that's what we call turn 15. That's where I'll let them go.
They begin downshifting, braking again slightly to the left in turn 15. You see a long black streak against the AstroTurf as they're hard on the brakes, setting up for a very tight right-hand turn 16. A year ago, they would cut across a blue area in that turn. Now NASCAR and track officials have put a tire pack there to make sure they have to really hang it right. They can't straighten out that turn. And as soon as they get it hung to the right, they've got to quickly come back to the left. If they jump the curve, get on the turtles, we've seen cars get airborne and literally slam into the ground, bounce and almost hit the wall head on before they can get it back left and get it to the start finish line. They catch a couple of gears before they gear down and brake again for turn one.
You not only have to protect your car from your competitors, you have to protect your car from this racing circuit. Well, let's talk about our Sunoco fuel strategy, Mark. These cup cars can go about 40 laps, maybe a little more, on a full tank of Sunoco fuel. But as Denny Hamlin said, we have a 25 lap stage one. They might not even be able to go that far based on the tire wear that we have here, but where Sunoco fuel strategy comes into play. If you are a smart crew chief, you can save time on pit road. You don't have to fill the car up all the way. Make the fastest pit stop you can. Use Sunoco fuel to your advantage by getting great fuel mileage and not having to top off.
So stage one, lap 25. Stage two ends at lap 50. Then 59 laps to the end of the 109 that make up the Bank of America Roval 400. Tire wear, fuel mileage. Sunoco fuel mileage will be the stories today. And that was our Sunoco fuel strategy, from fueling your favorite NASCAR team to filling up at the pump. Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
This is Kyle Petty for Echo Park Automotive, and I'm here to tell you why you should shop Echo Park before you buy a car, truck, or SUV. Over half of inventory at Echo Park is priced below $25,000. And car for car, truck for truck, Echo Park Automotive's pricing is $3,000 less than the competition. Maybe that's why Echo Park has over 95,000 five-star reviews. Echo Park Automotive is built to make sure you drive away happy. It's even in their name, Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. The official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
From the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Mark Garrett with Brad Gilley high atop this racetrack. 17 turns, 2.32 miles as we get set for this race. It is race number 6 for the road courses and the last one on the Cup Series schedule this year. Kind of easy to keep track of the road course winners this year. At COTA, Christopher Bell. At Mexico, Chicago, Sonoma, Watkins Glen, SVG.
Shane Van Gisbergen has been very strong. Yesterday, well, actually both races this weekend, the Craftsman Truck Series race and the Xfinity race, we had Shane Van Gisbergen's teammates joining us up here in the booth. Ross Chastain for the truck race. Last night, Daniel Suarez really got a good bird's eye view of what to expect on the Roval. One thing we were talking about, Mark, I was chatting with him after the race about tire wear. Now, you watch these cars just shifting the cars left and right and everything they have to do, and you think, man, you got to really make those stick. Daniel Suarez was saying one of the bigger struggles with tire wear was actually getting back on the throttle. So, for example, we look at the front stretch chicane, the right-hander of turn 16, the left-hander of the final corner, turn 17. He was saying that in those turns, for some series like Xfinity and Truck, that would be a first gear corner. He said, for me, I was keeping my car in third gear, because if I went down to second, there was too much wheel spin. I needed to manage tire wear by going to a higher gear.
If you buzz the tires, you're going to make them angry. You make them angry, you got a long run to another fresh set of tires. They really got to be careful about that. And again, that's the one thing that worries them about SVG, because they have said all season long on the road courses, he's got an uncanny sense of saving more tire than they do.
The incredible thing is teams are almost baffled in an admirable way of Shane Van Gisbergen. And I mentioned earlier Ross was doing a breakfast with race fans earlier today, and he said, look, he doesn't have to overwork the car the way the rest of us do. Like, what makes it so demoralizing sometimes is you look at the way he's driving, and he's not pushing the car hard, but he's faster than all of us. And when you're not pushing the car hard, guess what? It lasts longer. I mean, a lot of times there is a compromise in motorsports. You go fast here, you give up something there. There is no compromise with Shane Van Gisbergen's driving style. You go fast now, you also go fast later.
Well, for a lot of these guys, pay me now, pay me later. You save a little bit now to be a little bit better at the end of the run. You, again, buzz the tires, get them angry early. You pay the price at the end. Shane Van Gisbergen, again, doesn't seem to have that problem. And as a reminder, our former winners here on the Roval, Ryan Blaney won the opener. That was a thrilling finish. Doug Rice did a great job with that one. Chase Elliott, 2019, 2020. Kyle Larson in 21. Bell in 22. The Dinger, A.J. Allmendinger in 23, a year ago. Kyle Larson wins on the Roval for the second time. And I'm hoping for another last lap pass. We had one last week at Kansas. That broke the all-time record for the Cup Series, which was 6. It was set last year, which beat the record of 5 that was set all the way back in 1983, which was a little bit hard to believe. So I'm hoping for another last lap pass. We've had a number of them this year, and that has certainly made the races exciting.
I would love something like that. Christopher Bell's win, it actually advanced him to the next round. He was a win-in-your-in situation. Chase Elliott's first win, he hit the tire barriers going into the final stage, came back and drove to victory lane.
As a reminder, a year ago when this race ended, Joey Logano was done. He was out of the playoff. He didn't make the cut.
Let's go trackside to get our pre-race ceremonies underway with track announcer Brian Hammond here at the Charlotte Roval.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise as you're able and remove your hats, and veterans render a hand salute as the Cabarrus County Sheriff's Office Honor Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome lead pastor of Church Home and New York Times best-selling author, Judah Smith.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to enjoy this beautiful and glorious day. We recognize that you are the source of everything that is wonderful, true, good, and beautiful. We ask that your presence would be evident here today as we enjoy this sport. We ask that we would sense and see your goodness, your provision, your power, and your protection. We ask specifically for the drivers today that you would keep them safe and watch over them and their families. And God, we ask that you would bless not only the countries of the world, but you would continue to bless, provide for, and protect this country. Thank you for your grace, your goodness, your mercy, and your forgiveness. It gives us another reason to live and to move. And we pray all of these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome Nashville Christian recording artist Cray Reap.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
That puts the wrap on our pre-race coverage. When we come back, NASCAR Cup Series playoffs racing, the Bank of America Roval 400.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings, all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza.
So you're a Toyota Cup driver and you just made it to the playoffs. Now all you have to do is win. Easy. Just turn left, right? That and start strong, take off, reach 200 miles per hour, maintain a good position, no big deal, lap, lap again, time your pit stops, steer clear of accidents, talk to your crew chief like your best friend, and most importantly, turn left. Easy, right? You in? Get up to speed at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
From Charlotte Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Just as changing leaves paint the landscape each fall, the Roval comes to Charlotte Motor Speedway and brings with it changes to the NASCAR playoff landscape. Some drivers have tamed it. Others still struggle to unlock its secrets. If there is a favored one here today, it's Shane Van Gisbergen, master of the road course this season, yet he acknowledges the track's challenges.
Like watching last year's race at Turn 7, all the clown show that went on a few times, it'll be pretty crazy. There'll be a lot of guys with yellow spoilers trying to get great results and trying to advance themselves on, so be mindful of them, but yeah, I just have to do my own thing.
Chase Elliott is an admirer of Van Gisbergen's road course talent.
If a guy's dominating something, so what? People should celebrate that, and then us as competitors should figure out how can we make ourselves better. He has certainly raised the bar, I think, in a lot of ways on the road courses. You know, I think you just give credit where it's due.
Kyle Larson is the reigning Roval champ, but admits he too finds the track to be a test of his abilities.
I would say in our next-gen Roval races here, I've just never felt comfortable. My car just feels on edge of out of control. And you know, last year we worked on it a lot, and it got, you know, my car balance was really comfortable. You know, it showed for speed. So I'm hopeful that, you know, this time around we'll have that same sort of feel and comfort. It's a different tire, though, so I don't know what to expect.
Beneath the cut line going into today's race, you'll find Bubba Wallace, still nursing the wounds of a disappointing finish in Kansas last week.
I don't fault Denny Hamlin for racing for a win, racing for his team and his sponsors. And so that was two competitors going for a win. And so as much as it didn't work out, I have to respect that.
So as we play out the round of 12 finale today in Charlotte, who will be the Roval's victor and who will be its victims? It's the Bank of America Roval 400. And you get every lap right here on the Performance Racing Network.
It ain't over till it's over. And sometimes when it's over, it's not over. Mentioned before, Joey Logano missed the cut last year when the checkered flag fell. Alex Bowman, you're in. Post-race inspection. Alex Bowman, you're out. Joey Logano, you're in. Who won the championship? Joey Logano.
Yes, he did. And look, you're going to hear a lot of Shane Van Gisbergen, or you are likely to today. But I want to remind, this is not a fastest car contest. This is a race. There is a lot that is going to happen over 109 laps here on the Charlotte Motor Speedway Roval. We've seen two overtime finishes already this weekend with the Craftsman Truck Series race on Friday afternoon and yesterday's Xfinity race. But right now, let's get them fired up as we go trackside with the command here at the Charlotte Motor Speedway Roval.
And now, here to say the most famous words in motorsports, please welcome founder and executive director of Present Age Ministries, Hannah Arrowood.
Drivers, start your engines!
The command has been given. Let's crank them up.
Now, the starting lineup presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza.
After a steering issue, Eric Jones didn't qualify. He'll start 37th in the Tri-State Vacuum and Rental LLC Toyota. Austin Dillon rolls off 36th, the Titan Risk Solution Chevrolet. John Hunter Nemechek starts 35th in the Family Dollar Toyota. 34th will be Josh Balicki, the Truon Equipment Ford. Josh Berry starts 33rd in the Dex Imaging Ford. 32nd will be Cody Ware, the Parts Plus Pronto Ford. Todd Gilliland starts 31st in the Love's Travel Stops Ford.
Then 30th in the Rush Truck Centers Ford, it's Noah Gregson. 29th, Ryan Preece, the Kroger Totino's Ultimate Ford. The Bank of Ozark Chevrolet for Kyle Busch, 28th. 27th, Carson Hocevar, the Modo Casino Chevrolet. The Real American Beer Chevy of Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 26th. 25th, Alex Bowman, the Ally Chevrolet. The Long John Silver Ford of Zane Smith goes off 24th, taking the green flag 23rd. Riley Herbst in the Monster Energy Zero Sugar Toyota. The Castrol Ford of Brad Keselowski, 22nd. And 21st, Justin Haley, the Gamebridge Chevrolet.
Daniel Suarez will start 20th in the Choice Privileges Chevrolet. Austin Sindrick, 19th, the Menards Richmond Water Heaters Ford. Cole Custer starts 18th in the HaasTooling.com Ford. 17th will be Joey Logano, the Shell Pennzoil Ford. Ty Dillon starts 16th in the C-Best Chevrolet. Chase Elliott rolls off 15th, the UniFirst Chevrolet. Denny Hamlin will start 14th in the Progressive Toyota. 13th will be William Byron, the Valvoline Blood Cancer United Chevrolet. Starting 12th in the Leidos Toyota will be Bubba Wallace. Ryan Blaney starts 11th, the Discount Tire Ford.
Outside of row number 5, starting 10th, it's Ross Chastain in the Busch Light Chevrolet. Then it's the Celsius Chevrolet of A.J. Allmendinger, 9th. 8th, Chase Briscoe, the Bass Pro Shops Toyota to his inside. Starting 7th, his teammate at Joe Gibbs Racing, Christopher Bell in the DeWalt Toyota. The Delaware Life Chevy of Michael McDowell, 6th. 5th, Chris Buescher, the 5th Third Bank Ford. The HendrickCars.com Chevrolet of Kyle Larson will take the green from 4th, 3rd, Ty Gibbs in the Monster Energy Toyota. And now the front row. On the outside in the WeatherTech Chevrolet, it's Shane Van Gisbergen. And on the pole for the second time in 2025 and the second time here at the Roval, Tyler Reddick, the Jordan Brand Toyota, his speed 95.510 miles per hour.
And that's your starting lineup for the Bank of America Roval 400.
The starting lineup brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com or download the app to find your next pizza.
Switching to Progressive is a game-winning call. Switching to Progressive is a game-winning call. And that reminds us of other game-winning calls in the history of sports.
It was a doubleheader in August and really hot inside the concession stand. So instead of waiting for people to come to me, I figured I'd walk around yelling, "Hot dogs here!" And that's how I became the first hot dog vendor in sports.
Okay, not really a game-winning call, but it was a good call. You can make one, too. Switch to Progressive and you could save hundreds.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Cars are rolling off pit road right now. Coming up, we'll survey our pit reporters with our Coca-Cola flavor of the race. From the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to the Bank of America Roval 400, getting set for the green flag. Right now it's time for our Coca-Cola flavor of the race. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Well, that's a bold question, but it's got that irresistible taste to back it up. It's too bad you can't taste with your ears, because this Coke Zero Sugar really is amazing. You'll have to take the taste for yourself. Coke Zero Sugar, best Coke ever. Let's start at the entrance of pit road with Alan Cavana.
And I'm covering Bubba Wallace down here today. The last time we saw him, he was on the losing end of a winning battle with his team owner Denny Hamlin last week at Kansas. Those